Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com from Jupiter, Florida, spring training home of the St. Louis Cardinals. In just a moment, we visit with Derek Gould of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and this is brought to you in brilliant clarity by Lordo's Diamonds, family-owned and operated for over 60 years. Top-quality jewelry at affordable prices, so stop paying too much at the chain stores and experience the Lordo's Diamonds difference. You'll walk through the doors, you'll see Mike and Jimmy Lordo, they're right there. They'll greet you. They'll say, how you doing? Who sent you in? You say Danny Mac, and they'll welcome the opportunity to work with you. You'll enjoy the relaxed, no-pressure atmosphere, selection second to none. See their selection, lordosdiamonds.com, lordosdiamonds.com. Lots to get into as we'll visit with Derek Gould of the Post-Dispatch, Mac Wieters. He made his way to spring training. You're going to hear from him in just a moment. The Cardinals lost today at spring training, their game at Roger Dean Stadium. Making that start, Miles Michaelis, Jack Flaherty also pitched. They look good. Jordan Hicks made an appearance, his first of the spring. We'll get into that. Bryce Harper, so he signs 13 years, $330 million. The impact that it may make on the Cardinals in trying to re-sign Paul Goldschmidt, we'll talk about that. And we'll get into all those signings in Major League Baseball with Derek Gould. But first, let's hear from the newest Cardinal, and that is backup catcher Mac Wieters.
I've done the catch 130, 140 games in my career, and it's obviously when you feel good enough to do it, it's fun to do that. But at the same time, it's always nice to have somebody that you can kind of lean on and take that day off and feel like, okay, I'm going to turn it over to this guy and get my day off. I know more than anything. Even when you're catching 130 games, those 32 days off are real important that you don't feel like you're going to have to go in the game and you can get that break. We'll see how it goes on as far as timeshare. I'm sure when Yachty wants to catch, he's going to catch. Yeah. But my job is to make him feel comfortable where if he feels like he needs a day off, he can take that day off.
And for Wieters, it's a new team and a new shot.
I want to win, and being on a winning team is special. Obviously, you feel like you have more control when you're playing in a game and want to win, but my job is going to be able to put as much work and effort and preparation like I am playing that day and see where I can help in whatever way. And then you win as a team, and that's the one thing that kind of, baseball that I want to – continue to play on teams that want to win as a team as opposed to just a sum of parts where it's just kind of one guy is who's going to carry, because it doesn't work in baseball. If you don't have 40 guys that can play on your 40-man, you're in trouble.
That's Mac Wieters, the newest Cardinal. You'll see him in action on Fox Sports Midwest. Next televised game, Saturday and Sunday. That's the next televised spring training games for Cardinal fans back home in St. Louis or wherever you take in Cardinals games on Fox Sports Midwest. A reminder, the Blues back in action tomorrow. I'll have a preview on the website with Chris Raby. If you're not in Carolina to see the Blues game, check it out at Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill. They have the $5.99 Blue Sampler appetizer, the $4 Blue Note Bombs, and the all-new Golden Brett cocktail for only $5. Hot Shot's proud partner of Blues hockey, and you're home for all the games all the time since 1990. And don't forget about Hair Saloon. I get my hair cut there, take both my boys there. The reason why, it's comfortable. They now have 16 locations in St. Louis. You get the complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine. It's only $22 at Hair Saloon for Men. Coming up, you'll hear from Derek Gould.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com, our daily visit and recap with Derek Gould of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, Miles Michaelis, Jack Flaherty both pitched in the game today, and so did Jordan Hicks. And Derek, let's get into that, because Jordan Hicks, one of the last pitchers to appear in a game, he hit over 100 miles per hour on the gun. Did see a walk, did hit a man, but your impressions of Jordan Hicks today?
Well, yeah, 100, 100, then 102, 102, and maybe the best pitches he threw were 84 and 86, which were sliders that were taken for strikes. You mentioned that he hit a guy. He hit a guy with a four-seam fastball. The four-seam fastball cut on him and hit the guy. He also threw a four-seam fastball that a left-handed batter did this really awkward swing on, and that too is because it cut away. So he just can't help but have, I guess, velocity and movement on his pitches. But the four-seam fastball was at 100 miles an hour too. So you're seeing the exact kind of pitcher that the Cardinals are convinced, and many people in baseball are convinced, is going to be the closer someday, and an elite level closer with velocity that nobody else has, and movement at that velocity that really only Chapman has. And he's got a remarkable mix. They've been really deliberate in how they bring him into games. We talked to him here. He goes, "I feel strong. I feel ready to go. I've been waiting." And he said, "But it's on purpose, and I get it. And now I'm eager and ready to go." And, you know, slider is going to be a huge thing for him. He's going to dial that in and have more. I mean, the fact that today he missed more with his fastball than he did with his slider tells you about the work he's been doing with that pitch.
You know, Derek, we're 28 days away after tonight from the season opener. And you mentioned maybe a closer in the future. Well, 28 days is the future, 28 days that he's the closer. Who would be the closer on that opening day?
I don't think there will be one, Dan. I think what they're going to do is, if Yelich is up in the ninth, then Andrew Miller is up in the ninth. I think, you know, and you'll see that same kind of thing. You go to Pittsburgh and Marte's in the ninth, you're going to see Andrew Miller in the ninth. You go to Cincinnati, they're early on. And, you know, Votto's up in the ninth, you're going to see Miller in the ninth. But San Diego Padre come to town for that opening series at Busch Stadium, and Manny Machado's up in the ninth, you're going to see Jordan Hicks in the ninth. And you're going to see Jordan Hicks probably own the ninth. And that happens enough times, and by May, June, about the time we normally see it, you know, he'll take over the ninth.
Yeah, that's kind of the direction I thought the team may go. We heard from Matt Wieters in our first segment. You had the chance to visit with Matt Wieters. How do you think it plays out now? The 28 days away, backup catcher Francisco Pena, Matt Wieters, his thoughts on, as we heard, he's okay being a backup potentially to Yadier Molina. Really intriguing to hear a guy that has had all-star campaigns, been elite catcher, say that he's okay being a backup. What were your impressions of Matt?
Yeah, I think it's interesting that he only had the one offer.
Right.
Jumped at it. And that it was a minor league offer 2 years after what he was signed for, $20 million or something like that. I mean, just this, I mean, you know, we see the elite players get a lot of money, get a lot of money. But, the players on the wrong side of 30, we're starting to see really get cornered in this market. And it seems like Wieters got to that point. I'm real intrigued by this idea that, you know, he has been dogged by injuries. And I don't know how much of that just leaves the tires bare. And I don't know how much of that, you know, reinvigorates him. I think we're going to find out. I don't know if, you know, 28 days is enough. It's actually less than 28 days for the Cardinals, because Wieters has an opt-out before that last week of March.
Right.
And so does Francisco Pena. And probably not a whole lot of people recognize that Pena can say, look, I don't think I have a place here. I'm going to go somewhere I can. So it's not a guarantee that both of those guys will be with the Cardinals in 23 days. It's possible only one is, and somebody else is going to Memphis. So keep that in mind too. Now, Pena or Wieters could accept an assignment to Memphis, but they have the right to say nope and become a free agent again. So I don't know. I'm real intrigued by how that'll play out. I'm real interested in seeing if Wieters is as healthy as he says he is. And then how being a backup to Molina, just, we've seen that crush guys, you and me, right? We've seen it just like take a guy who was a starter somewhere, take a guy who even was a 1/3 backup, you know, like a guy who started 1/3 of the games, and they just vanish. And they don't really have a career after being Yadier Molina's backup, which is something I asked Wieters if he was ready for. And he said he'd rather contend than worry about it.
Speaking of big deals, kind of reverberating still around Major League Baseball, Bryce Harper to the Phillies, 13 years, $330 million. What's your take on that?
No opt-outs, according to the reports that I've seen.
Right.
Including those from all the guys who who tickle Twitter with their scoops.
Watch yourself.
Unlike you, who go out and does the podcast.
That's correct.
But I mean, that's the remarkable thing is I'm trying to process in 13 years, where will I be? How old will our kids be?
Right.
You know, he's got a teammate that he's going to have who is in kindergarten, you know, one of those young non-roster invitees for spring training in his final year with the Phillies is in kindergarten right now. So that's kind of cool.
Boy, you just put it in perspective for me. My oldest son, my oldest kid, his son, will be 26 years old. Holy smokes. Wow.
Well, my one son in 13 years will be as old as I was when I married his mom.
Yeah, and I hope I'm alive in 13 years. But anyway, I digress. Go ahead.
You will be.
Go ahead.
Scoops keeps you young.
That's correct.
That's what we're doing here. I think it speaks to, you know, there was a whole lot of teeth gnashing and angst and, you know, about the market and would these guys get what they get. And for the last few weeks, I feel a lot of questions from fans that said, well, will the Cardinals hop into it now that it's clear that Harper will have to take a shorter term deal? It's like, it's not clear. Like, it's not clear at all. And I just kept trying to say that, you know, just because he hasn't signed yet doesn't mean that he's going to have to settle for shorter term. It just means that he doesn't have the deal that he wants. He's got deals on the table of certain lengths. We knew of a 10-year one. It just was a matter of trying to make the most of the one deal that he wanted, push it forward. This notion that he was going to settle for shorter, I just never really bought into that because there was no indication from the Harper camp except for that he was going for the long-term deal. And, you know, all this focus around 10 years, and I get that, and that's kind of been the industry standard. And that's also been where teams are so leery to go because so few of those deals have worked out. I think it's really inventive for the Phillies to go, okay, yeah, maybe we're uncomfortable with a 10-year deal. We'll go 3 years longer. So, you know, the market for the elite players is great. They both made their record-setting money. They both get to walk away from here saying, yeah, you know. In fact, to be honest, if you had asked me at the beginning of this, my prediction, and we probably even talked about this, I would have got an exact opposite. I thought Harper was going to set the AAV record and that Machado would set the length record. And nope, other way around.
Yeah.
You know, I just thought Machado played a position that you could see him get the length, right? And was of the same age. So it's the other way around. And then Nolan Arenado goes over the top of both of them. I think it's interesting. And the market is not – the market's great for elite players. It's just not there for other players.
No, not the middle class and not relievers, you know, those kind of things. Those guys, it's a very tough market. Hey, Cardinals fans, Dan McLaughlin here from my friends at Schnucks. No, it's still not baseball season, but we can start getting ready. If you haven't already, start spring training by downloading the Schnucks Rewards app. That way, when you're loading up on the brats, the burgers, and everything else you need for Cardinals games, you'll be earning points and money off at Schnucks. Think of all those savings over the course of the entire season, and make sure you shop at Schnucks. Download the Schnucks Rewards app today. It's almost here. Get ready at Schnucks. And now as it pertains to the Cardinals, kind of the focus shifts in my mind, and correct me if I'm wrong, Paul Goldschmidt. Now,
different
free agent because of the age, but in terms of a star player that hits free agency, he's kind of the next guy in line.
He most definitely is the next star player, position player to hit free agency. You're talking about one of the top five best players in the National League. Two of them just signed, right? Arenado and Harper.
Right.
And now Machado's in the National League. So you really got four of the best five players in the National League, I think you could argue. And three of them have deals of $260 million or more. And Paul Goldschmidt is making $15.5 million this year. On the verge of riches. Absolutely. It sets the table for that. And I also would say it applies significant pressure to the Cardinals to get a deal done. A player like him is not walking through their door anytime soon. That's what this winter has told us.
But the age, much different, Derek. And as anything analytics though has told us, guys that age, it's a different deal. These guys are in their mid-20s. He's different, but he is a premier player, so it's going to be fascinating to see how it plays out.
I think they also play impact positions. He plays first base. That is part of it. I think, you know, that'll be a factor. the looming arrival of the DH certainly will play a part in it, you know?
Sure.
That also, mind you, could play a part in why he wants to go to market. Because, again, we haven't – elite players get their money. They just get it at extremes. They either get it really early, Arenado, or they have to wait out and get it when they really late, Harper, Machado.
Right.
So which does Goldschmidt want to be? Because it's not a question of whether he'll get the money. It's a matter of where and when. And he gets to control that.
Derek, as always, great stuff. And we will catch up tomorrow on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. I appreciate it and look forward to tomorrow's visit.
I cannot wait, Danny. Thanks.